huge victory for the Titans, 27 over the Warriors, 24 on Anzac Day. The first Anzac Day match played in New Zealand. And we've got a Titans player on the line. Well, we're going with the theme again of front rowers club. I'm not sure if he'd consider himself an out-and-out front rower because he's played a lot of back row as well in the NRL. But Joe Stimpson, can you answer that question for us? Welcome to the Mowers Club.
Hey, guys. Yeah, no, I feel like I'm a hybrid. I'm not a full out-and-out front row. I'm not that ugly yet, so, but I'm going in the right direction.
Well, Timmy considers himself a hybrid as well. He told me that he's way too fast to be considered an out-and-out front rower.
Yeah, 100%. No, there's some guys with speed and I don't have it, but Timmy did. It was the black boots back in the day.
Yeah. let's go there with boots. So I want to know, like, what colour boots do you wear? And just explain to me why you picked the colour you got.
Well, I'm grateful. I just get what I'm given. And, at the moment, it's actually pretty hilarious. I've got these, like, bright orange boots and I can't even get over, like, 8Ks an hour at top speed. So I probably shouldn't really be in it, but I look slow with the black one. So I thought I'd try and, quicken myself up a bit.
Yeah, I had the work boots on. And when you're wearing your black boots, there's a mentality that comes with it. It's like wearing steel cap boots to work. You're not scared to get dirty. You're not scared to roll your sleeves up. And then you look to your right and you got some guy on the edge with his bright orange boots.
In this case, it's Joe Stimpson.
Yeah, exactly.
right next to you. Yeah. Yeah, bloody wingers, I'll tell you what.
Do you get a say, Joe, when they send you out the boots? Like, how many pairs are you getting? Do you get a say in which colours or designs, or do you just take whatever they send?
I text them and just go, preferably not black boots because it's slow enough. And then I'm just like, yeah, usually white. I like white because it's like, it's not too leery, but it's not like, you're not putting the work boots on straight away.
What do you wear? Are you an ASICS wearer?
I'm a Puma guy. So,
Puma guy. Do you have like? Do they have like the grass cutters? I know ASICS used to have like the career savers.
Oh, the career savers.
Yeah. You know the ones you wear.
What's that?
But they look like sneakers. Like they look like runners, but they've got like the grass the cutters at the end. So not your game day boots.
Yeah.
And look terrible.
What's it got more padding or something in the heel?
Yeah,
it's
so comfortable, mate. Right. So comfortable, but. Yeah. I copped a lot of flack for it, you know.
Really?
Yeah, the career extenders I wear. Yeah.
What about...
100%. I'm probably getting to the age where I have to put them on at the moment.
How old are you?
I'm turning 29 this year.
Ah, that's
all right.
Baby.
You're
starting to get into your best work as a front rower or a hybrid.
100%.
Mate, we're actually... Exactly, I just dropped Christian Walsh a text, so we're going to get him on the show later on. I know you know Christian. There's a lot of debate about his nickname, whether it's the Rhino or the Dugong. What would you used to call him back in the day?
Oh, definitely the Dugong. There's no white Rhino about him. He's soft, pudgy, and it's not an aggressive bone in his body. So
Does he call himself the white Rhino?
Well, yeah, the white Rhino, because he believes that the Caucasian front row is a dying breed.
Self-proclaimed. He tried to get it off the ground at Melbourne, and then geez, it went to Dugong so quick. It wasn't even funny. I reckon three sessions, and then it was Dugong.
I'm all for it. I call him the Rhino out of respect, and I consider myself a fellow Rhino as well. I was one of the ones that went extinct. So I've died out. There's not many left. So he's flying the flag, and I'm cheering him on. Joe, how did it feel over in New Zealand? Look, what was the boys like over there?
Oh, it was awesome. The feeling was great. It was like, it was great. Great spectacle and what they put on, especially on the Anzac Day. I think that was their first one. So, it was good to get the win, though. We really needed one, so it's good to get the monkey off the back, which is good.
You've been there about the past two, 3 weeks. What's the chat been like around the squad? Because it's not like you've been getting thrashed or you've been terrible. It's just been little parts of games that have been getting away from you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, as you said, we've been close, and I think it's just like sort of staying in the game. Like, we had moments there we sort of had lapses in concentration and then let ourselves down in either an error or, giving them, like, silly penalties to get them down in their attacking zone. So I think it was just sort of, it sounds weird, but believing that, like, we can win. Like winning is infectious, but so is losing sometimes. And I feel like we got to stages where, we sort of had a chance to win the game and sort of just didn't really ice it. And, it was good to sort of get over that hump in New Zealand and get the win.
You've played under Dez before at the Bulldogs, right? So it's not your first Dez experience?
Nah, this is my first Des experience.
Oh, you missed him at the Bulldogs.
I missed him by about a year, I think. Yeah. So
how is he?
Yeah, he's been great. Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's very thorough in what he does, and yeah, like you're not going into a game unprepared, that's for sure. So no, he's awesome.
I've only spoken to Des a handful of times, but he's never got above a whisper when he's spoken to me. Has he ever spoken to you in like full decibels, or is it always a whisper?
It's funny. He starts off at a whisper and then just goes bang. You know, he starts yelling and starts flicking his hair back and it gets in his face. And oh, it's hilarious. Very scary at the same time.
he does have some beautiful hair, though. Like, you look at that.
Yeah.
And as someone like myself who doesn't have much at all, I look at that with a lot of envy.
Has there ever been allegations of wig or plugs or... Because he must be 60 almost.
It's funny you mentioned that. We will talk to Nathan.
We'll talk about it. Some people have been getting some hair plugs in the off season.
Yeah,
hasn't really.
I have seen that.
Yeah, it's massive in the EPL. Yep. I think Wayne Rooney was one of the first. Now it's massive in the EPL, but this may be the first current player with hair plugs.
Well,
yeah, I like it.
Obviously,
like
Darren Lockyer had one of the great,
comebacks.
Well,
you and I were talking a bit before offline about, you know, testosterone and how in a few years' time it could be more common and like a thing that people do, right? Is hair plugs heading that way? I've got some guys that live in my area, and they're telling me how they did a boys' trip to Turkey. Five of them went.
Yeah,
and they all went, did the same treatment, stayed in the hotel together. And
how does it look?
And next time we're gonna go do our teeth. I'm like, is that a thing? Is that a thing?
Yeah, right. How does their hair look?
I look great.
Looks great.
Yeah.
I have a question about the receding hair.
Yeah. Obviously, I can probably
as much for myself as anyone. What's your head of hair like, Joe? Are you sweet?
No, I'm solid. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
Touch wood.
Right.
So far.
So, if you get the hair transplant, right, they take the hair from the back of your head and put it at the front.
Yeah.
But what about the hair in between that was already receding? Does that keep receding so then you end up with a gap between where you were receding and where you've now got the hair transplant?
No, my understanding is they put it everywhere. They obviously put more where you don't have much, but I still think they fill in the gaps.
In it's the like, middle of your scalp as well?
I think they would. I think you pay per implant.
So per hair?
I think you get like 10,000 or 5,000.
Ah. What about the Devon patch?
Yeah,
what if you start going Devon patch and you've got the hair at the front?
Well, wouldn't you be able to add it to your back as well?
So you just keep going back to Turkey every time to get more.
Or why wouldn't you just all do it in one go, just see the whole thing?
I don't know. But what if you've only got the golden arches at the front and the Devon patch
is sweet?
I have
the golden arches. I have the flying V at the front.
Yeah, well, these are all questions where we need these answers. I'd love to. What's Desi doing?
It's beautiful. Whatever he's doing, I reckon he could do like a shampoo ad easily.
And you know what? It almost plays better on the Gold Coast than anywhere else.
Yeah. I feel like Joe on the line.
Sorry, Joe.
I want to see him tying up in like a little man bun or something. Just to really get that samurai look. Because when he watches it, it's very flowing and luscious. And, yeah, it looks great.
Well, your mate, the white one, has got beautiful hair as well.
He's receding.
Really?
If you get him on, press him about his hairline because he struggles.
Oh, okay. Can you please make a note? Yeah. Missile, there we go.
he's wearing the tape now. So
do you think that's
really,
what the tape's for?
Maybe.
Exactly. That was the whole big wing nuts on the side. So,
the tape is purely aesthetic.
I remember talking to Dave Gower, and Dave Gower once asked the question if he's allowed to do the warm-up with his hat on. we're playing in Darwin one year, Joe. We're coming out. So when you come in Darwin, you come out of the sheds, and there's a big screen, so you can see yourselves running out. And the camera, the Eagle camera, was just on Gowie's Devon pack. So while he's on live TV on Channel 9, he grabs his hand and just covers his Devon patch with his hand.
Poor guy.
What about in the wet weather? Wet the game. Oh. See the boys in and out going, oh no, I should have worn a headgear.
Yeah. How are you finding it up there on the Gold Coast, Joe, as a lifestyle change?
No, I really enjoy it. It's funny, like, I'm not much of a beach guy, but I'm starting to love it a lot more. The weather's been great, and yeah, it's a lot different from Melbourne and Sydney. It's a bit more relaxed and sounds funny, but like a country town sort of feel, like it's a little bit quieter. Yeah. So I'm living out at Mudry Bar, which is sort of a bit further out from the beach. So it's been a nice little, oasis out here.
You mentioned you're a country kid. From Tomorrow, is that right?
Yep.
Yes, Tomorrow. Is there anything, and obviously I have a lot of respect and love for the people from Tomorrow, but just getting some text coming in on the line about your web toes and how that could be a result of your upbringing.
Oh, thank you, Christian Welch. Yeah, there's something going on out there. I don't know, but
do you actually have web toes?
I'm a good swimmer.
You should have been a swimmer.
I should have been a swimmer. Yeah, I'm half duck, so it's not too bad.
And what's your and if you had to compare your golfing ability to Christian's, who would be the golfing daddy?
Me, for sure. He is one of the biggest liars about his handicap I've ever heard, I reckon.
Oh, really? Goes, that's a big accusation.
Yeah, I'm off, I know, and I'll stand by it. It's, he's dead to Gazzy. I'm off 13, and then I go play, and I haven't seen him hit under 100. So, yeah, it doesn't really add up.
Yeah, okay. What's the golf? The golf must be good up on the Gold Coast. Plenty of nice courses up there.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, it's, we're spoiled for choice up here, so... I play some shit golf and some good golf courses, that's for sure.
It's funny, the more and more I hear, like, and Scope loves golf, talks about golf all the time.
Yeah.
I've been surprised how many of the front rowers are good golfers. He said Jared Weir Hargraves probably the best player at the Roosters.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He talks a lot about golfers and front rowers. Gibbo reckons that we're lying.
No. Did you? Brian Fletcher said a couple of days ago on Joel and Fletch that Hargraves made it all up, that when he got a scholarship over here for under 16s to say that, oh, he could get over here. And he just made it up and told some journo who's run with it now for years.
So he's not actually a good golfer?
No, he doesn't. He never played it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
According to Brian Fletcher. And,
yeah,
you know,
well, we're coming from Fletch.
Oh,
who knows?
I do back him in though. So yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, we're going to have to dig to the bottom of that.
Yeah, well,
100%.
That's a big game.
Who's the best golfer at the Titans?
I'm going to say humbly myself. Sure.
Humbly. That's a humble brag. I hate how good I am at golf. Yeah,
it actually sucks. I need a bit of competition. I might have to go to the Broncos, see what Reynolds is doing or something.
Have you been watching any of the Live Golf on in Adelaide at the moment? It looks like a grouse boys trip down to Adelaide for that.
Oh, 100%. I actually texted Welchie yesterday saying we got to go down there one year. It looks unreal, eh?
Yeah.
It's weird seeing like a big party scene at a golf game, but it looks fun, eh?
It's the best of all worlds combined because the PGA at times looks pretty dry. It's taken the best of the golf and combined it with like a party atmosphere, particularly that one hole down there in Adelaide. It looks like a great trip for any blokes out there looking for a reason to get away.
100%.
Who's up next for you guys, Joe?
We got the Storm next week on Saturday.
There you go. So, the White Rhino.
That's just perfect. Rhino.
The sledging starts now. Hey, thanks for joining us, Joe. Really enjoyed having you on the show. Welcome back anytime and good luck for the rest of the season.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.